Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. This is Mark Cuniberti. We always hear it's either a good time to buy real estate or a good time to sell it. Actually, every time I am interested in real estate, no matter if I'm buying or selling, I'm told it's a good time. Of course, those comments don't come from any Wall Street compadres, but from the person I call when I am interested in moving property, and that's a realtor. I really can't wholly blame the realtors that tell me that whether I'm buying or selling, it's a good time to do it. After all, it is said it's difficult to get a person to disagree with a premise if that person's income depends on that very same premise. In economic reality, it's either a seller's market or a buyer's market, but rarely is it both. For it to be a good time to sell and a good time to buy at the same time, the market would have to be in what we call perfect balance. That is a rare condition no matter what product is being discussed. Even though a market is not in balance, transactions still take place, of course. In fact, most of the time, a market is not in balance. Like I said, it's rare a market for whatever it is you are buying is in balance. Just look at your local grocery store. Every item in there is either a seller's market or a buyer's market. The completion of the transaction is just a buyer settling for the price or a seller taking the offer. Of course, in the grocery store, the price is preset, so there is no offer. You either just pay the price or go without. Therein lies how transactions take place usually. The selling price is the compromise between buyer and seller. Demand for both products and services always adhere to the supply and demand premise in economics, which is to say prices flex up and flex down depending on how much supply there is and how much demand there is. The third factor in the equation is the means to acquire whatever it is one wishes to acquire. The means might be something like not having a car to get to the store, even though the prices at the store are acceptable. Another might be not having enough money or not even being in the location where something is available. Getting fresh fish in the middle of the Mojave Desert, for instance. In real estate, one of the big influencing factors is the cost of capital. That simply means the cost of the mortgage for those needing such things, and that depends on interest rates. The higher the interest rate, the more costly are the payments, of course. For those paying cash, there is still the opportunity cost to consider. Opportunity cost is the income one could make from other sources should one not buy real estate but invest in something elsewhere that can make a return on their investment. When interest rates started to rise a few years back, I forecasted a decrease in home sales and therefore housing stocks would fall as well. However, they did remain stubbornly high for a time. In the last few months, however, companies that build houses have finally seen their stock prices drop and some stocks down 20% or more. As for sales, 2024 saw U.S. home sales fall to the lowest level since 1995. It took a while for housing stocks to fall back then, for longer than I expected, of course, and it brings me back to my theory that the markets will reflect reality eventually, but their day-to-day movements are just the sum of all the beliefs of all the players in the market on any given day. For example, back in 2008, when the housing market started to crack with the failure of two Bear Stearns real estate funds, housing stocks continued to run up for months. They eventually did get slaughtered, but not right away. The delay was because investors back then at first did not believe the housing market would ever fall. Historically, it rarely had. The fact that home sales are now falling might be the steady rise in rates, coupled with our persistent and egregious inflation. When home sales fall, the stocks of home builders will eventually fall right along with it. With housing in the doldrums now, the supply-demand metric may now slam in reverse. Whereas home prices steadily increased with few interruptions since the housing crisis of 08, prices on homes may finally start a prolonged retreat. It's hard to tell, of course, and just to be clear, when prices are rising, it's a seller's market. When prices start to fall, it can signal a trend reversal, and a buyer's market may be right around the corner. And now you know the rest of the story, as well as a more honest answer for whether it's a good time to buy or a good time to sell a home. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics with honors way back in 1979. And California insurance license OL 34249. Our website is moneymanagerradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cooneybury.
Yes, absolutely right.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.